Bitte dich jetzt für diese ganz spezielle Aufgabe, dass ein gewisses Teil eines Referates übernommen hat von jemand anderem, dass du ihm das schenkst, daraus das zu machen, was du uns damit sagen willst.
I ask you to help him with this very special task using something someone else wrote.
It's and
to help him to really bring across what you want to say.
Und mit dem, was ihm am Herzen liegt.
So he can say what's on his heart.
Amen.
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 Wir danken Gott auch, dass der Übersetzer
gekommen ist. God that the translator has arrived.
Okay,
the Lord brought him here.
Wir brauchen ein bisschen Zeit, bis ihr alle online seid.
Until everyone's online. Can you hear me? Okay, thumbs up. Okay, the Bible passages are on the table in front of me. The only Bible I've got is in German. Ich kann eine Schrift lesen, aber die einzige Bibel, die ich bei mir habe, ist auf Deutsch.
Okay.
Die habe ich gerade gefunden.
Vor einigen Jahren habe ich als Teil des Pfarrkonventes, zu dem ich gehöre,
okay, so as a part of the convention of pastors that I've had the honor of participating in the praise
meetings.
There is a Roman Catholic
deacon
who is especially schooled in dealing with evangelical pastors. He led us. He was clever. He led us in January through Rome. He took us on a tour.
It was,
for me, I mean, it was, it changed me.
Because
this deacon was a student of this city, and he knew everything about the Vatican and everything about Rome and the Catholic history of Rome. But the reason I was telling you is the longer that we were with each other, and the more frequently he asked, do you still have courage and do you still have strength? Because it went on morning to night. Okay. In the beginning we said, yes! And in the afternoon we said, yeah! And yeah! And we all continued. So I ask you, do you still have courage and strength? So,
the Apostle Paul,
it is
asked.
So when Apostle Paul was afflicted, and with Friedrich Aschoff, something was. Yeah, when the Apostle Paul was sick, he sent Timothy, and when Friedrich Aschoff got sick, he sent me, and I am trying to do his job in his way.
And I'm gonna read,
yeah, and so I'm reading something that he wrote. Okay, yeah, so what, it's similar to Timothy and Paul and some of the Pauline letters. It's not exactly what he wrote. I'm greeting you from him, and I'm bringing his
eyes.
So first, two preliminary remarks. I want to remind you and bring you into the miracle that we are experiencing here.
And
one of the greatest problems in Israel was that it was so forgetful.
In life,
yeah, we are experiencing miracles. There are four nations at one table. And we're talking to each other. Think about, yeah, think to 1950. What was going on in Europe just 50, you know, 70 years ago. But we've got people whose fathers actually fought against each other in a war, or whose grandfathers fought against each other in a war. And we're here together, and it's like everything's normal. This is a miracle. And Jesus is he's the means by which all this happens.
Second
preliminary remark.
That
I, the, Yeah, I've sat always over here in the center, and I kept looking at this picture, and I've noticed that Jesus looks at us regardless of where we sit in this room.
And
I have pictures like this.
And
one hand is blessing, and the other hand is also a blessing, but it's a hand of invitation.
It's calling us. And, it's,
and I thought about this, so what's Jesus, it's like Jesus saying, what's your problem? What's going on? Yeah, Jesus, what is your job? Jesus asked me, what's going on with you?
Friedrich
talks about an encounter with Thomas that he had.
Explains
that he, in 2010, was in Wittenberg and wanted to check whether his vision for Wittenberg 2017 was that from his heart or was it from God's heart? And he was looking for signs, indications, and he found nothing.
But finally, he went into the Stadtkirche
in Wittenberg. This is Luther's
church.
It's sort of the Holy of Holies for Protestants.
And
he was had the courage to ascend the pulpit where Luther at once preached.
To look at the Bible there.
The Bible was there. Or the Bible was
And to his
amazement, it was open and it was onto an empty page. And he went down and he thought, what on earth does this mean?
But then
he encountered Friedrich Aschoff. He came and met him
with
him. And Friedrich said, Friedrich gave him a bridge.
He said,
in many Bibles there's an empty page between.
Und liest doch einmal die Bibel ganz unkonventionell. Wie hört sie denn auf im Alten Testament in der hebräischen Bibel?
If you interpret the Bible very conventionally in the
Hebrew Bible,
how does it end
in
the Old Testament? How does it begin?
Ich möchte eine neue Seite aufschlagen.
It's as if God would say, I want to start a new page.
Und ihr seid dieses weiße
Blatt. And you are this blank page.
Mit dem, was ich euch anvertraue.
With what I am entrusting
you. Because
it is my
conviction
that miracles can continue.
God könnte das
God
auch alleine
could
tun.
Do this all by himself.
Aber er will
but
es mit uns machen.
He wants to do it with us.
Schaut mal nach, Let's wie das Alte Testament oder
the Old Testament,
Bibel
the Hebrew Bible, how does it end?
So lesen wir die letzten
if we look
Verse
at the last verses
Malachi.
Of the prophet Malachi,
Malachi
3,
Vers 23
and
follows. Siehe, ich will euch senden den Propheten Elia.
See, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the hearts of the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with the decree of utter destruction.
Und das Erdreich mit dem Band schlage. Die ersten Sätze aus dem Neuen Testament,
Matthäus-Evangelium.
Dies ist das Buch von der Geschichte
History of Jesus Christ,
des Sohnes Davids, des Sohnes Abraham,
the son of Abraham.
Ein neues Kapitel ist aufgeschlagen.
A new chapter is begun.
Aber es ist jemand dazwischen,
but there's somebody in between,
der das vorbereitet hat. Und darum möchte ich mit euch eine Zeit lang nachdenken und hören, ob es noch ein Wort für uns sein könnte von Gott.
This might be a word to us from God. Just
wenn wir noch zwei Evangelien weiterblättern,
so
kommen wir zum Lukas-Evangelium. Und Lukas beginnt nicht mit Jesus, sondern mit Johannes dem Täufer.
With Jesus, but with John the Baptist.
Und dort wird explizit
Zacharias,
dem ungläubigen Vater, gesagt, und er wird Malachi 3.
Yeah, he refers to
Malachi 3. Dieses Kind wird vom Volk Israel viele zu dem Herrn, ihrem Gott, bekehren. Und er wird vor ihm, also vor dem Herrn,
in the house of Israel to
fall.
And he will lead many in the he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and he will lead many to the Lord.
Zuzurichten dem Herrn ein Volk, das wohl vorbereitet ist.
To prepare the way of the Lord and to prepare a people that is ready for the Lord.
Interessant an dieser Stelle ist, dass der zweite Teil fehlt.
The problem
with this
passage
is the second. Das Herz der Väter zu den Söhnen bekehren.
Yeah, that all that stand, all that's written here is that you will turn the hearts of the fathers to
the
children.
Offensichtlich brauchen die Väter.
Apparently, the fathers need.
Und Mütter mehr Anschluss.
And mothers also need more strength.
Weil sie ja schon so alt und lebenserfahren sind.
Because they are old and experienced.
Als die Kinder and busy.
And the children need. They need more to be turned into children.
Später
the children
fragen
to be turned into
die Jünger. Matthäus 17 bei der Verklärungsgeschichte, als Elia und Mose in Jesus auf dem Berg der Verklärung erscheinen.
Yeah, the transfiguration where Moses and Elijah appear to Jesus.
Ähnlich wie bei Columbo am Schluss.
Sort of like an end of Columbo.
Frage.
I have yet another question.
Frage.
Just one more question.
Er muss davor noch der Elia kommen.
Doesn't Elijah have to come first?
Aber Elia muss noch kommen.
And Jesus says, Elijah has already come first. Yeah. I tell you, Elijah has already come and he will restore all things, but they did not recognize him and did to him whatever they pleased. And so they will also do the same to the Son of Man. He will suffer at their hands. And then the disciples understood that he was talking about John the Baptist. Elijah.
Der Name ist Programm.
The name is the plan. El Yahweh.
Yahweh is God.
Yahweh is God.
Nicht Baal.
Nicht Baal.
Nicht Astarte.
Not Astarte.
Nur Yahweh.
Just
Elias
Yahweh.
Auftrag war es, Elijah's das Volk wieder zurückzuführen,
the people's hearts back to Yahweh, back to the Lord, the Creator.
Das hat ihn beinahe sein Leben gekostet.
And that nearly cost him his life.
Elijah
was a forerunner.
Viele hundert Jahre später,
hundreds of years later, there was a new chapter in the history of Israel was begun.
Und wieder schickt Gott
and God again sends a forerunner, somebody who blazes the trail.
Johannes.
And that is John the Baptist.
Yohanan.
God is gracious.
Und es heißt von ihm, so sagt Jesus, er soll zurechtbringen.
And Jesus said, he will put things right.
Ich habe noch einmal im Griechischen nachgeguckt.
Looked up my Greek.
Dort steht das Wort apokatastasis.
Is apokatastasis.
Ist ja auch Verstehung.
Which means also
das Wiederherstellen,
the restoration,
das wieder in die Ordnung bringen. Das heißt,
order.
Etwas ist grundsätzlich in Unordnung gekommen.
So something really got
screwed up. Und wo Unordnung ist,
and out of this chaos,
Unfrieden.
And where there's chaos, there
gute
is
Ordnung
conflict.
Ist guter Frieden.
So order really does mean peace.
Ich denke an meine Frau.
I think on.
Sie ist Allgemeinmedizinerin.
My wife, she's a general practitioner.
Und oft sprechen wir
and
über den Tag, den sie erlebt
hat. Her day went.
Sie hat Schweigepflicht, sie darf nichts
she
zu den Menschen sagen.
A confidentiality obligation. She cannot
aber
tell
sie kann
what Tendenzen she actually did,
weitergeben.
But she can talk about general tendencies.
Und immer wieder sagt sie,
and she says, over and over again, if people would just live more according to God's order, I wouldn't have anything left to do. I would have if you don't live in the order of God, you get sick. It makes you ill. Elijah came to restore the order that God intended. And John the Baptist, he wants to prepare the way so that the hearts of fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers can be ready to receive the message of God.
John
the Baptist was the one who blaze the trail for Jesus. And Jesus
is
the great hinge between Jews and heathens. Jesus is the binding element. And it's not the case that God is really, it's not really that he's concluding a new covenant with the heathens. He has concluded a new covenant with Israel. And we heathens, we pagans, have been added to it.
Jesus
is the binding element.
Jesus
is the Prince of Peace. Think about Isaiah and the prophecies about Jesus' life and his ministry. Who are the fathers and sons for our churches, mothers and daughters, who need to be reconciled with each other? And where are those who will set things right today? The Johns and the Jones among us.
I'd like
to talk to you about the development in the beginning of this whole story, where Jesus sends his disciples into all the world, and they were all Messianic Jews, all of them. And then, somehow, in the ancient history, in the 3rd, 4th, 5th centuries, they became alienated from one another. There was no great synod, there was no great violent conflict, but just in the cases of some marriages, they just drifted apart, they became alienated, and they couldn't talk to each other anymore. That was the first great break in the church, the first great division. And we saw that illustrated here in the metaphor.
The
heathens became more and more powerful, and it came to the Chalcedon Council. And people talked about Jesus being truly God and truly man. How can we really understand that?
And
the Synodians from the East talked about one nature, and those from the West talked about two natures, and that was why there was the first great division in the old ancient church already. I fell into this trap. I was talking to a Coptic Christian, I fell into this trap, and the word monophysitismus came up, monophysite heresy came up, and she jumped ahead of me. We understood it.
Eine,
a soul nature, not just one unified nature, but a soul nature.
For us?
Yeah, maybe it's incomprehensible to us, but for people at the time, it was a reason to stop talking to each other. The next great tension that was talked was the question of images. May we have images in our churches? Should we have no images? What do we do with them?
And who
belongs to the Reformation Church has an entry point to this. Luther said, went a different way, but the Dutch Reformers went and said that we may not have any images. And then in 1054, this was not about theology, but only about who is the boss, who has the power. Who's the chief? This was not really a theological split. It was a pure power politics move in 1054. But the further history after that, at the latest 1521, the break in the West, the split, and then the numerous splits that we can't even list all of them here that have happened since then. Who are our fathers and mothers in faith? Where do we come from? As an evangelical Christian, I say, my mother church is the Catholic Church. What would you say as Baptists, or Methodists, or Presbyterians, or from other free churches, where do you come from? Even the Roman Catholic Church has fathers and mothers in its faith. And it's beautiful that we've got you all here among us, finally. The previous Nikolaus Schneider, chair of the Council of the Evangelical Church, and he said, without Messianic Jews, the church is incomplete. He later forgot that you've ever said this, but he did say it. It's a matter of public record. I come to our time today.
I
began with the miracle that we are currently experiencing, that we are talking to each other, that we pray for each other, that we are blessing each other, that we
are
ready to listen to each other until we understand each other, that we take the time to do that.
But
I'm coming to the miracle that is still we're still waiting for. I'm from a country. We experienced a miracle a few years ago. You may have heard of it. The peaceful end of the division of Germany. The peaceful reunification of Germany
in the fall.
Without firing a single shot. Nobody was killed. When you think about that, that's a miracle. The wonder of reunification. 40 years after the founding of the German Democratic Republic. 40, just 40. And the wall fell on the 9th of November, which is also a... Yeah, God could have done it on any other day, but he chose that day, which is a fateful day in German history also for the reasons. We are the generation who are living in a special time, 70 years after the last war. 100 years after the first one. 500 years after the Reformation, and there are many more. I think that God holds this open Bible out to us and is asking us, where can you be someone who sets things right? Not in the global sense, but maybe, but locally, where you are. I would like to emphasize it with talk about my city. In my church, there used to only be a Lutheran church in my city. And because we were on the border, while we were on the border of Hesse, there were very few Reformed people. Okay, it was completely evangelical, pure, refined evangelical. And the Reformed people had to assemble in secret because they were we were persecuting them. The Lutherans persecuted them. And one time there was a situation. They went over the Fulda River. Yeah, and someone fell in the ice, the broken ice,
and
died. And then the Lutherans woke up and they saw this. Okay, and they said, all right, you guys can celebrate your services in one building, but it may not be identifiable as a church. And that was 100 years ago. One church for the Reformed, and they are still there today. They are very consciously a Reformed church. But today, to this very day, we have never excused ourselves or never asked for forgiveness for this persecution. Now, we cannot ask for forgiveness for things that other people have done, but we can act as their legal successors. That is, the leaders of the church, is the council members. They're the legal successors of the people who did this, who persecuted the Reformed and forced them into this situation. And so, just as the Federal Republic of Germany is the legal successor of Nazi Germany.
And,
so Willy Brandt went on to Poland and fell to his knees and asked for forgiveness as the legal successor of Adolf Hitler. There's much that unites us. We have the same Bible.
We have the same
triune God. We have the same commandments from God. We speak the same our Father, the same Abba, our Father.
We have the same confession of faith.
And indeed, we share with the Eastern Church the Nicene Creed. It's the same, East and West. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we confess
Jesus
that Jesus
ist unsere Mitte.
Is in our midst.
Und wir haben die eine Taufe.
And we have one baptism.
Und ich könnte noch manches
and I could
mehr
list many more things that we have in common.
Und trotzdem gibt es immer noch Trennungen.
And there are still divisions, nevertheless.
Ich frage, wo können
and the
wir
question
heute
is, where can we today
dazu beitragen,
contribute to
dass Väter sich aufmachen zu Söhnen.
Fathers approaching their sons and reconciling with them.
Und Töchter zu Müttern.
And daughters to their mothers.
Ich glaube,
I think that we as a community and as a movement
haben den Auftrag, das
we have the responsibility to live that out.
Und dafür zu beten.
And to pray for that.
Aber es reicht mir nicht.
But that's not enough for me.
Damit ist das Wunder noch nicht vollendet.
And the miracle is not completed.
Ich glaube,
for me.
Wir brauchen Kontakt zu
we need contact. We need to have contact with the legal successors.
Wir brauchen Kontakt, vollmächtigen
persecuted.
Kontakt zu Menschen,
and I mean authoritative contact. Contact
Leiter
that can do something.
Kirche,
says, I as a leader of a church will take a step. I will do something.
Das ist etwas anderes, als wenn
that's something other than when just lay people do it. Mm-hmm. There's another dimension
ich glaube,
to it.
Wir haben den Auftrag, andere zu ermutigen,
we have the
zu denen wir Kontakt haben,
responsibility of
so einen Weg
encouraging
zu gehen.
Others with whom we have contact to go in that direction.
Deshalb habe ich einen Vorschlag.
And so I have a suggestion.
Ich habe einen Vorschlag, dass
and that suggestion
der Nachfolger des Erzbischofs von Mainz
successor of the Archbishop of Mainz
nach Wittenberg geht.
Goes to Wittenberg.
Er kann sich nicht entschuldigen für das, was
he can't excuse himself for what happened
er
then. But as the legal successor, he can ask for forgiveness.
Dass man die Thesen einfach ignoriert hat.
That they just ignored the theses.
Und auch der Papst
and the Pope as well
könnte sich aufmachen.
Could go there.
Über die Alpen.
Over the Alps.
An einen Ort.
To a place.
Vielleicht Augsburg.
Maybe Augsburg.
Um das zu tun, was Gott ihm ins Herz legt.
And to do what is on our hearts here.
Jetzt habe ich über andere geredet. Ich will noch.
And I talked about others. I want to talk about us.
Was kannst du tun?
What can you do?
Und da bin ich bei Jesus wieder.
And then I want to look at Jesus,
du
his gaze, because that's what he's asking me. Where can you set things to right? Where can you restore?
Ich
I will close.
Mir ist deutlich geworden, dass
it has become clear to me that this is just not your ordinary group of ecumenicals or dreamers and live as if they'd would like to everything to be in harmony. A unified Christianity is a precondition for the powerful and fully authoritative declaration of the gospel. John 17, he prays that we be one so that the world may know. So we have an obligation. We have an obligation to make this right for the purpose of our witness. Okay, unity isn't the objective. Unity is just the way to the objective. And the objective is glorifying Jesus, yeah, and teaching Christ.
And
I've experienced it again and again. Yeah, I've heard this from people over and over again as in giving witness. You Christians, you guys unify yourselves. You get your stuff together before we'll believe in your God. Yeah, does this sound familiar? A body that's not uniform, but transformed. That's what we want. I dream of a church where Catholics remain Catholic and the Lutherans remain Lutheran, but we are still able to, we are still able to celebrate communion with each other. And I don't believe ecumenical stuff can be a washing machine and you just throw everything in, the whites and the colors together, and everything comes out pink or gray. That's not what we're talking about. I believe in ecumenical, where something that was destroyed, it's like the Tower of Babel, something that was destroyed by pride, and many languages rose, but God uses these languages together and uses them and makes them a blessing to mankind, and the languages retain their own beauty. And finally, an image that we have. There's going to be a congress about ecumenism in Europe. What's the topic? And we prayed, hey God, tell us something. And everything was very quiet, nothing happened.
And then something,
somebody walked, and then somebody knocked a glass over, water flew out, everybody freaked out about what they're going to do. And then we got back into our very pious position. And then somebody said, afterward, and somebody said, I think God spoke through this glass that was knocked over. And what he said to us was, you broke one of these. And for that reason, the spirit flowed away. And I will restore the unity, and then I can refill you with more of the Holy Spirit. And that's the miracle that we want to see, a new filling of the Holy Spirit in a unified Christianity, in one body, in one glass, one vessel.